This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The U.S. city of Memphis in the southern state of Tennessee is preparing for the funeral service of Tyre Nichols, the motorist beaten to death by police officers. The service is set to begin later this afternoon, delayed because of weather from this morning. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
This morning's funeral for the 29-year-old man will be held at Mississippi Boulevard Christian Church, and the Reverend Al Sharpton will deliver the eulogy.
We are going to have a funeral, dignified funeral service, not a marathon.
Expected to attend the funeral are Vice President Kamala Harris, the mother of Breonna Taylor and the brother of George Floyd. Taylor and Floyd also died at the hands of police, and their deaths sparked national protests. I'm Donna Warder.
Some Memphis media outlets are reporting that four of the five officers charged in the case had previous infractions on their records. That's according to personnel files obtained through records requests. Activists are pushing for changes in federal and state law. Reverend Al Sharpton says activists will keep pushing to end qualified immunity that protects officers from civil suits. The FBI searched U.S. President Joe Biden's Rehoboth Beach, Delaware home Wednesday as part of its investigation into the potential mishandling of classified documents. The president's personal lawyer said just moments ago, the lawyer said no classified documents were found. The search was the third of a Biden site in less than 2 months, follows the 13-hour January 20th top-to-bottom check of his Wilmington, Delaware home. There, agents located documents with classified markings and also took possession of some of his handwritten notes. If you'd like more on these or any of the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hundreds of thousands of people welcomed Pope Francis as he arrived at Kinshasa's Ndolo Airport on Wednesday. Before the pontiff delivered a mass to the crowds, they showed their joy while Pope Francis waved to them from his specially adapted vehicle, the Popemobile. The morning mass was Francis's first big event in Congo after he arrived Tuesday. He told those who call themselves Christians but engage in violence to, quote, lay down your arms, embrace mercy, end quote. South Korea and the United States staged joint air drills Wednesday featuring an American strategic bomber and stealth fighter planes in response to threats from North Korea, the Yonhap News Agency said Thursday. The display of military power came one day after U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and his counterpart from the South warned of an increase in such drills and more security cooperation between the two allies as they grapple with what they call rising missile and nuclear threats from Pyongyang. Israel intercepted a rocket fired from Gaza Wednesday, the army said, in the latest outbreak of unrest that came a day after U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken urged calm during a visit to the region. There was no report of casualties or damage from the launch, which was not immediately claimed by any group in the Israeli-blockaded Palestinian territory. It follows cross-border rocket fire from the Strip last week in retaliation for a deadly Israeli raid in the occupied West Bank. The past year saw little progress in tackling global corruption due to greater violence and insecurity, according to the organization Transparency International. Their annual index measures citizens' perceptions of the level of corruption. As Henry Ridgewell reports, there are some encouraging signs that corruption is being successfully tackled in Africa.
For the sixth year running, South Sudan, Syria, and Somalia are at the bottom of Transparency International's Corruption Perception Index. The report says conflict and corruption create a vicious cycle. The report says Russia's invasion of Ukraine last February exemplifies the threat that corruption poses for global security. The authors say Russian oligarchs have amassed fortunes by pledging loyalty to President Vladimir Putin, who operates with impunity in the absence of any checks on power. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
A tiny but dangerously radioactive capsule that fell off a truck on a remote Australian outback highway has been found, relieved authorities said Wednesday. The silver-colored cylinder is smaller than a human fingernail. It was recovered by the side of the road in Western Australia. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.